Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It's sunny but cold. Meanwhile, somebody who's got it, I think, even colder, Sheriff Bob Johnson, who is actually celebrating an anniversary. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Congratulations. 34?
34 years, yep.
All right. Well, pretty soon you'll be like, you know, you've been married a while. I mean, you know, give it 5 or 10 more years, right?
Yeah, I got married when I was 5, so that's about 34 years.
Didn't we all? I think we all did. So congratulations. No, that's fantastic. The incident that I had on my list to talk about was on Sid Hayes Road over the weekend on Saturday. There was a shooting. Is that right?
Yeah, there was. And things apparently got out of hand. There was over 150 people there.
I'm sorry. Hey, sir, I'm sorry. We lost you for just a second. Can you start over? Go ahead.
Yeah. So there was a bonfire. There were over 150 people there and a lot of alcohol flowing, and one thing led to another, and somebody pulled out a handgun, shot a guy in the chest, and next thing you know, life flights landing, we're there, and, you know, we're the wet towel of the party.
Mm. I understood that the person survived, that even the injuries were not life-threatening. Is that right?
He was shot in the chest, but, yeah, he had good vitals when they lifted it off with the helo, and, yeah, he's supposedly going to be fine.
Wow, that's amazingly lucky. Do we know, do we have a person arrested or a suspect, or where are we at in the investigation?
Yeah, we don't have a suspect right now. Nobody was willing to talk, so I would emphasize to anybody out there who knows anything, you can call Crime Stoppers, and definitely you can stay 100% anonymous, and you can get paid for letting us know who did it.
When you say bonfire, I tend to think of bonfires being something that is either like an official thing, like a football homecoming, or a bunch of, you know, a bunch of kids got together in a field somewhere, you know, when nobody knew what was going on. What was this?
Yeah, this was pretty much the latter.
Okay.
So, except they weren't kids. They were a lot of adults out there. And like I said, they were sitting around the bonfire drinking. More people kept showing up with more alcohol. And then, you know, that's when the fun really begins.
Mm. Okay, well, thank goodness the person we hope is going to survive, and obviously we hope that you get some good tips so you can, you know, find a prosecution for all of this.
Yeah.
I did want to ask you, there was kind of an odd story out of, I think it was Suwannee, their prison there. They did a raid, and, I mean, they found everything in this raid.
Yeah.
You know, guns, or, I mean, it was knives, drugs, like just all kinds of contraband material. And it got me thinking, since we talked to you, and since, unlike in Escambia County where the sheriff doesn't actually run the jail, you run the Santa Rosa County Jail, a much more normal situation. How much of a problem is contraband in your jail, and what do you do that, if it's not a problem, what do you do that solves that?
Yeah, well, it's always a problem. People can sneak stuff in if they really are motivated, but we have a couple of things. We have live scan. Anybody who comes into our jail as an inmate gets put on the live scanner unless they're pregnant or something like that. And basically what it does is it gives us an internal picture. So we can see a lot of things if they're concealing something inside their body or something maybe somebody missed on a search in their clothing. And then also something that I think we're on the cutting edge of is we have an electronics dog.
Mm.
And this dog can find cell phones, USB drives, anything. We use them mostly when we're searching these ICAT cases, the Internet Crimes Against Children, where they're going online, downloading child porn, and they love to hide their stuff all over the house. So this dog can detect that. And so we run him through the jail as well as our drug dog to go through the jail on a regular basis. And the prisoners see that, and they know that they don't want to get caught with it. That's a felony charge, and they don't need anything, you know, extra in their lives because they're already at the Milton Hilton. So, you know.
Yeah, I was looking at the list here. It was 59 weapons, 25 cell phone chargers, 7 cell phones, 19 gallons of alcohol, homemade, 13 grams of synthetic marijuana, 26 grams of euphoria-inducing THC, 44 grams of meth, $300 in cash and an Allen wrench. And I really don't want to ask too much about the Allen wrench. for people who don't know, I remembered going to tour the road prison, road camp here in Escambia County, and they have the board of contraband, and it's like tattoo guns and, you know, and stuff that's been hidden in places that you wouldn't normally put things.
Yes. Yes. And you know, the issue with the state prisons is they're vastly undermanned, understaffed. So, they don't have it as good as we do. We've hired, since I've been sheriff, we've probably hired 75 corrections officers from the state, that want to come to, number one, a better working environment, better pay, and air conditioning. Because in the summer, they don't have air conditioning in state prisons. So, and that's bad for, you know, the corrections officers, because all the inmates get heated. And what happens when you're, you know, you're pinned up together, you're already violent felons, most of them, and then no air conditioning. I mean, a lot of bad things can happen.
Absolutely. The other thing, I had one other story I was going to ask you about. If you hang on for just a second, I got John here with Traffic on the Fives. We're talking to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110, even Highway 90 from Pace to Pensacola looks good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. The kinds of things that other departments have to really deal with. There was a police department in South Carolina. I think it's like seven people. It's not very big. But they had some kind of a personality/funding and budget dispute with one of the city council members. And the entire police force resigned, putting all of the residents into basically sheriff's oversight at that point. 1,900-person town. But to me, it really highlights the importance of good working relationship with the people who control the purse strings, which in your case is the county commission.
Yeah, definitely. And I can tell you right now, they support us 100%. I've never went in front of them and asked them for something that they turned me down. So I am pretty blessed. We're blessed in Santa Rosa County to have a great working relationship with the BOCC, and they support us. And you can see that in our officers, our equipment. We're very blessed.
And also, if you need some deputies, McCall, South Carolina may have some availables if they didn't get sucked into the state police at that point. So
we're blessed with that as well. I think we're one of the few agencies around. We have a waiting list, so we're doing pretty good.
No, it's a good thing to have. And certainly Florida has been the beneficiary of a lot of bad lawmaking policies and administrative policies in other states, and people want to come here because they know, hey, you know, it's a freedom state,
exactly,
and we support our law enforcement, right?
Yes, sir, 100%.
Sheriff Bob Johnson, again, congratulations on the anniversary. Have a past happy Thanksgiving, upcoming Merry Christmas. I guess we'll talk to you before then anyway. So, but thank you as always for the time, sir. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Take care, Andrew.
You bet. 8:17 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And if you are needing any kind of like mechanical in your house service, think of air conditioning, think of heating, think of plumbing, think of electrical, Peden. Those are the folks that you want to call all along the Gulf Coast for 55 years, everywhere from Tallahassee to Panama City, here in Pensacola, all the way west to Baldwin County, even to Mobile, anywhere in between along the Gulf Coast, they can take care of you. Professional service, show up on time, do it right the first time, stand behind the good quality products with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And, you know, they're there for you, whatever the nature of the repair is. Right now, if you need a new air conditioning system, they will also offer you a free tank water heater or $1,000 off a tankless. That's the flash heaters on demand. $1,000 off a tankless water heater whenever you purchase a new AC. And we have 10% off Moen-Flo right now for the month of, this is through November, but I wonder if they'll extend it for a day or two. Anyway, the smart water monitor, automatic shutoff sensor to prevent leaks turning into floods. The sensor automatically shuts off the water flow when it detects abnormal water usage, which is often the beginning of a leak. You can flip it on or off, and you can monitor your home from anywhere. So nice peace of mind with that Moen-Flo. Anyway, find out more, schedule an appointment at Peden, PEADEN.com.
More than just a location, the Port of Pensacola is a thriving economic engine and a strategic gateway fueling growth and prosperity across Northwest Florida. Since 1754, it's become the cornerstone of the region's economic vitality, with over 20 dynamic businesses calling it home, including major players like Cemex Materials, General Electric Verona's Wind Energy, Offshore Inland Marine, Pete Stevedore, and the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Discover the possibilities at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm out there, Jerry, and I'm loving every minute.
Something interesting is going on the field right now. Minutes Michigan tried to plant their flag in the middle of the Ohio State field, and the Buckeyes rushed right to them. And now there's some skirmishes going on the field.
A lot of fighting after the game when Michigan beat Ohio State.
An unsportsmanlike gesture by the Wolverines. Unnecessary. They won the game.
Kind of blaming Michigan, yeah?
No need to be disrespectful.
And then it kind of died down for a little while, and then it flared up again with a tuba. So it was really two fights in one, and I thought the commentary was a little bit anti-Michigan, frankly, but both to blame. Then again, it wasn't the only fight over the weekend. Good Lord, you had Alabama and Auburn fighting. You had, what were all the ones? I mentioned them a little while ago. You had like seven different fights, all the rivalry, ASU and Arizona and Notre Dame and USC. I'd missed that one. I actually watched that game, but on fast forward because it was a boring game. So a lot of fighting over the weekend. Not the best way to end. Well, not quite end, but, you know, the regular season for college football. I do have an observation about these rankings. Can we indulge in this for a second, John?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Because you're an Ole Miss fan, so you're eager to make the case that your team should be in the college football playoff now that there's 12 instead of, what did we have, four previously?
Four.
It's a weird number to expand to, 12. But okay, fine. You know, you guys are like 13th or 14th, right?
And so we're actually ranked 15th.
And Alabama is like 14th or something like
exactly.
This. So, you know, everybody's making their case. I think first out would be South Carolina right now. Miami, having lost over the weekend, is... They should not have lost to Syracuse. Anyway, that's his own thing.
But Ole Miss beat South Carolina.
I don't need to get into all this. I don't need to get into all this. You guys should have won that game by 20 points or more, and you scraped by. So
yeah.
Let's not. Anyway, here's my observation. I know win-loss matters, but I feel like win-loss gets too much emphasis in the rankings. And here's what I have to say. If for example, in the Big Ten Championship, you're going to have Oregon play Penn State, number one versus now number three was number four. Somebody's going to lose. Just because they lose, now if Oregon loses, they can't be number one. I get that because they got beat by whatever. But they should. There's no reason they can't stay one and three after the loss, maybe reverse places. But it won't work that way because when you take a loss, you go down like six or seven spots every time. Here's my argument against the way these rankings work. If you are 0-10, but you lost to Oregon by 3, to Texas by 6, to Penn State in overtime, to Notre Dame by 7, to Georgia by 6, to Tennessee by 10, to Ohio State by 3, if you lost to SMU, there's no excuse for that. to Indiana close, to Boise State close, and you were 0-10 on the season, but you lost to the top 10 teams in the nation, close games. You're the 11th best team in the country with no wins. The system is crazy.
It
Am
is.
I wrong?
No, you're completely right.
It's
it makes no sense.
It's you know, just because you get forced to play the hard team, it's the strength of schedule argument, mm-hmm. right? Teams with weak strength of schedule, even if they've won them all, and I know I remember saying the opposite about this at UCF back when they went you know, whatever, the 12-0 or whatever. But like, if you're a runner, you know, and you're in the years when Usain Bolt is running the 100-meter dash, you know, just because he beats you every time, that doesn't make you the 30th best runner in the world. You can still be third, even though he beats you every single time. Or second, or fourth. You know, this system is a little weird. It's a little janky. Anyway, John Pickens got traffic. Got anything you want to add?
No, you're point on.
All right.
Point on.
Tell them about traffic on the fives.
Well, it's brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit WatsonFirm.com. Not seeing just one accident, but it's not causing much of a delay on Highway 90 in the Pea Ridge Connector. No roadblock associated with that one, but just some minor delays. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Okay, I'll say it one different way.
Okay.
In the NCAA tournament, you got 68, I guess, teams, but let's say 64 teams. And it's seeded, right? If all the ones were in the same little bracket and they all had to play each other, would that be right?
No.
No.
That wouldn't be.
But that's college football.
Yeah, no.
Okay. All right, I'll move on. hey, you know, we all get older. We all suffer both physical and mental decline. It's what happens. Every single one of us will go through this. When that does start to happen, and it's hard for people to live on their own anymore, take care of their own needs, brush their teeth, toilet, drive, clean, you know, like activities of daily living, whether it's you or whether it's a loved one, or especially at the holidays, as you're seeing people you might not have seen as much and you notice this kind of thing, pay attention, because you want your loved ones or you to get the level of care that you need to live your best life. Now, that might be assisted living, which means that you're living very independently with just a little bit of help. That might be everything even more advanced, like skilled nursing or even Alzheimer's or dementia care. Like, everybody is different. And, you know, it's relatively common to progress in these things, so you may wind up needing them all at one point or another. But nobody likes to think about this. But if you're in that place with you or a loved one, call my friend John Horton at Assisted Living Locators. His whole team of local people help you with just this. No cost to you. They'll help you figure out what's best for you or your loved ones. They'll help you find the right place, because there's a lot of different places, and how to make that choice is very difficult. That's what he's there for, is just to be that resource for you. Very difficult stuff. He's there to help. 712-0887, 712-0887 for John Horton at Assisted Living Locators. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Cyber Monday is expected to hang on to bragging rights as the biggest online shopping day of the year. Adobe Analytics is predicting customers could spend more than $13 billion today. These shoppers say they are expecting to spend a little bit more for the holidays this year, but they're keeping budgets tight.
Inflation is still pretty high, I find, for certain items.
Prices have definitely gone up, so, you know, definitely limits how much you want to get.
And Adobe Analytics saying that shoppers spent about $10.8 billion for Black Friday. President-elect Trump has nominated Kash Patel to serve as the director of the FBI. Patel worked with the Secretary of Defense during Trump's first administration. In an announcement over the weekend, Trump called Patel an America First fighter who spent his career exposing corruption, defending justice, and protecting the American people. And three blockbuster movies made a record-setting Black Friday at the box office. Moana 2, Wicked, and Gladiator 2 brought in a combined total of $107 million, which beat the previous Black Friday record of $85 million set in 2013.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, I thought that actually Ted Cruz, who was on Face the Nation over the weekend, talking about Kash Patel, a name I did not know particularly, but actually doing a little bit more research on him, sounds much more qualified than originally people have been given the impression of.
Listen, I think Kash Patel is a very strong nominee. I think the entire slate of cabinet nominees President Trump has put forward is very strong. I believe every one of these cabinet nominees is going to be confirmed by the Senate. I think Kash Patel is going to be confirmed by the Senate. You look at his background. He has a serious professional background. He was a prosecutor. He was a public defender. He was a senior intelligence staffer on Capitol Hill. He was a senior intelligence staffer in the White House. He was the chief of staff of the Department of Defense. He was the deputy director of national intelligence.
Yeah, he's got a couple line items on the resume for a pretty young kid. He's in his 40s. But he's the kind of person that Trump is. They keep saying he's a loyalist to Trump. Okay, fair enough. But he's also got a lot of experience, which they don't mention as much, and he's very reform-oriented.
And I got to say, all of the weeping and gnashing of teeth, all of the people pulling their hair out, are exactly the people who are dismayed about having a real reformer come into the FBI and clean out the corrupted partisans who sadly have burrowed into senior career positions at the FBI. The FBI and the Department of Justice are two institutions incredibly important to the rule of law in the United States. I revere both. And one of the most tragic consequences of 4 years of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is both DOJ and the FBI have been politicized and weaponized. And I think Kash Patel is a very strong nominee to take on the partisan corruption in the FBI.
Plus Pam Bondi, right, at Justice for the Attorney General. So this is kind of interesting. So pay attention when you hear the news reports that they tell you the qualifications, not just that they're loyalists. If you've got any kind of a problem with the plumbing, leak, drip, weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet, Barberry Plumbing, flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time, 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden explaining the post-Thanksgiving pardon of his son Hunter, says he trusts the criminal justice system, but not in the case of Hunter. Despite his pledge as president not to pardon his son on tax and gun charges, GOP Congressman Corey Mills tells Fox,
I think that he thought the outcome is going to be different, and that's why he's continuing to go ahead and push forward with this two-tiered justice system.
The pardon covers not only Hunter's tax and gun charges, but any crimes he may have committed over 10 years, including his Burisma earning years in Ukraine. President-elect Trump posting, does the pardon given by Joe include the J6 hostages who have now been in prison for years, referring to the Capitol riot prisoners? I-90 is reopened in New York and Pennsylvania after a paralyzing Great Lakes lake effect snowstorm. 3 to 5 feet from Michigan to New York may pile up to 7 feet by Thursday. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is sunny this morning. We've got a bit of a chilly start here. It's 47 degrees in Pensacola right now. Well, after recovering two bodies from a missing boat over the weekend, the Coast Guard has now suspended its search for a 7-year-old boy that was on board the Mardi Ann. Officials say that boat was last seen shrimping in Pelican Bay. Crews located a debris field and two bodies over the weekend. The boaters were identified as 40-year-old Semmes Middle School teacher Michael Slezak and 69-year-old Sam Woolley. Officials say they believe that search may need to move west towards Mississippi when it resumes. Deputies in Santa Rosa County are investigating a shooting on Sid Hayes Road. That happened over the weekend on Saturday. Deputies responded to a reported disturbance there where they found one victim with a gunshot wound. That victim is in stable condition with non-life-threatening injuries. Investigators say they're working to identify a suspect and a motive in the case. If you have any information, call the sheriff's office or call Crime Stoppers if you'd like to remain anonymous. Well, parking at the Pensacola Airport was filled up last week for those busy travel days, despite that newly paved 400-space lot, which opened to the public last week. The airport said they were at 99% capacity with all of their available lots. Some of those spaces may be starting to open up now as people return from their Thanksgiving trips. The airport is asking people to plan ahead and arrive early to find parking spaces if they're flying out for the remainder of the holiday season. Well, there might be a new hotel coming to the Warrington area. A local group has filed plans to build a new Candlewood Suites Hotel on North Navy Boulevard. That hotel would be 4 stories with 87 rooms. It would have a pool and outside seating area. This is the third time developers have proposed the project. They purchased the land they want to build on back in 2019. So far, there's no date set for the Development Review Committee to take a look at the proposal. Well, Rick Scott criticizing President Biden for pardoning Hunter Biden. Senator Scott said yesterday he understands the desire to make life better for your children and grandchildren, but he says a president cannot put that desire above the requirement to ensure all Americans are held to the same standards under the law. Scott wrote on X that that was Biden's duty and obligation, but says he's failed and deepened the distrust that Americans feel towards the government. A local DEA official expecting Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister to have a big impact on the agency. President-elect Trump announced Saturday he'd selected Cronister to run the Drug Enforcement Administration. Mike Ferguson is an assistant special agent in charge of the DEA at their Tampa office. He wrote on LinkedIn yesterday that the appointment of Cronister to lead the men and women of the DEA will be transformative. Cronister calls the appointment the honor of a lifetime and says he is deeply humbled by the opportunity. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. One accident to let you know about, I-10 eastbound right around mile marker number 12. No road blockage associated with this, but I'm starting to see some backup through that construction zone on I-10 between Highway 29 and Pine Forest. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
It is a very chilly start to the day with temperatures in the 30s, warming up as you head into the afternoon, high near 64 degrees with some sunny skies. Overnight tonight, dropping back into the 30s, 39 degrees as you wake up Tuesday morning. For Tuesday, plenty of sunshine with a high near 57, and Tuesday night temperatures dropping near 42. This is Burke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got sunshine, 47 degrees in Pensacola, 46 in Gulf Breeze. It is 46 in Milton. Your money now this morning. Markets opening. The Dow is down just over 6 points at 44,904 this morning. S&P opening up 11.75 points at 6,044. The NASDAQ is up 121, almost 122 points at 19,340. Our 10-year bond rate up just slightly at 4.228% this morning. Gold prices are down $7.60 at $26.73.40. Silver prices down a penny at $31.09. And taking a look at that always crazy crypto market, Bitcoin down $650.20 this morning at $96,383.51. Ethereum down by just over 50 bucks. Dogecoin down a penny this morning, and looks like XRP is up by about 45 cents.
A Montana artist is accusing Anheuser-Busch of using his illustration of a jumping bass to advertise and sell Busch Light brand products without his permission. The original agreement in 1999 expired, and the artist asked AB to stop using his work. According to the lawsuit, AB made trivial and superficial alterations to the illustration, removed Wright's name from the piece, and claimed its own copyright of the image on clothing. Black Friday online shopping this year was king. According to MasterCard, sales at brick-and-mortar stores grew by just 0.7% year-over-year. Meanwhile, Black Friday online shopping reached $10.8 billion in sales, which is a 14% year-over-year increase. Elon Musk is asking a federal court to stop OpenAI from converting into a fully for-profit business. The injunction would also stop OpenAI from allegedly requiring its investors to refrain from funding competitors. That's your money now.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. I want to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meet your needs, not mine. Make enrollment hassle-free this year. Call 850-477-5840 and schedule an appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions today at 9 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hi, this is Tom Beaudet from Manger 6. We know you've been traveling a lot this holiday season, and you've probably been told there's no room at the inn. Well, that's just not the case here at Manger 6.
This is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a super Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Morgan, Promotion Assistant for CAG Country, wishing you a Happy Holidays and a Merry Christmas.
This is Tom Beaudet from Manger 6 reminding you there's always room at this inn. We'll even leave a star out for you.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so it's Cyber Monday. It's the day when there are deals and there are scams, and there are lots and lots and lots of people that are going to max out their credit cards going online and buying things they don't need at prices that are really good compared to what they would have otherwise bought them for, right? Is that fair? Did I describe it accurately? Okay. Question for the day, 437-1620. This is where I get to play the old man. You say play, you're 53. Oh, whatever, shut up.
No comment.
Yeah, thanks, Meg. Do you like to buy things online? I'm going to go first. I hate buying things online. Hate it. We're skiing for a vacation and buying, figuring out which pass, which ticket, what it includes on my phone, in physical, will it ship? Did I press the right one? Does it include the resort we want? Which credit card? I hate buying things online. I hate it. You know how when you go to the airport and you're stressed out because you don't know how long it's going to take and, you know, TSA and is it going to be a problem? Is it not going to be a problem? How long is the line going to be? Like, it took something that used to be a luxury experience of flying and has made it into this just stress ball. Now, the kids would say, it gives me anxiety. No, it's just stressful. It's annoying. It's not anxiety. Anyway, okay. It's its own separate conversation. I feel that way every single time I buy something online, whether it's a $3 part for converting audio from my laptop or hundreds of dollars in lift tickets. It doesn't matter. When I buy something online, I always feel like, oh crap, I just sold my house. Dang it. John, I know I'm old and it's fine. You like Cyber Monday.
Oh, I love it.
437-1620. Do you like or dislike buying things online?
John? Oh, I love buying things online. Have them delivered to me. I ain't got to go do anything. I just sit there and wait.
Meg?
What a tough act to follow over there. I don't like shopping in general. I know that may come as a shock.
All right.
But I really don't like to shop.
Why? I don't know you that well.
Well, the old cliche, women love to shop, right?
I don't believe in cliches.
Ooh, okay. Well, that's a whole other discussion.
My wife doesn't like to shop either. Well, she likes to get deals, but she's not it. Anyway.
But what I like to do, because my chamber background, is I try to shop local. That's okay. My thing. I'd really try to support the businesses locally. But if I can't find it locally, that's when I'll go to online.
Okay. So it's a backup for you.
Yeah. More of a backup kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm generally the same. I would rather buy it in person. But I would just rather... I'll give you a different example of the same problem. I hate ordering food online. Like ordering a pizza on the app or something like that, hate it. I would rather call and tell you what I want. And then I'd rather go pick it up than get it delivered. But I would... I like the personal interaction. I'm good at that. I understand that. And I'm sure that it got done right.
True.
On the app, I'm like, I didn't order anchovies. You did, sir. No, I didn't. You did, sir. I didn't. I mean, that's always how I feel with no matter how big or small the transaction is online. I always feel like I've blundered and I have to check it 14 times. And that's me. Now, maybe I'm crazy and weird, but that's why I asked the question. 437-1620, 437. John, you never have that issue? You just click, 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 you're good?
Yeah.
Did you ever buy the wrong thing?
No.
Well, smarter than I am.
It's a younger generation thing, too.
He's not younger than I am. He is my age.
Well, you're still older.
You're 50, 51? Yeah.
But 50. The younger folks, it's a lot easier for them because they grew up with it. They grew up with it.
It's also like, buying things on the phone. Oh, God, no. No, not ever. Like, again, hate the phone compared to the laptop, but that's a separate conversation. 437-1620. I don't even understand. The people who do all their, browsing on their phone and, It's horrible.
Just use big text. You know.
Stop it. Stop it.
Again, younger generation.
Yeah, they're weird. 437-1620. Let's see. Somebody says, you sound like a real drama McQueen. You sound like a real drama queen, McKay. Of course I do. I do a lot of shopping on Amazon, and it works out just fine for me. Well, aren't your pants just nice? No. Somebody says, I agree. I hate it. I don't do it. The husband does it. I hate shopping. Somebody here says, I like buying online mostly because I can walk or I can't walk or stand for very long. Okay.
That's easier.
A good thing.
Clothes. I mean, I would never.
Yeah.
Because I want to try them. And that's the thing. But, you know, I suppose if you get used to this is the kind of Levi's I want. And this is the I could sort of vaguely see it. Or because you can return stuff.
Right.
You know, you buy it online, but you can return it if it doesn't fit or whatever. Let's see. Somebody here says, I don't like shopping online. Unfortunately, they have made it so easy. Also, it's hard to find what I need locally. You know, that can be an issue. And a lot of the, like, we work in radio, so the electronics type stuff, since Radio Shack doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, I know.
There are some things that you can really only get online. And I exaggerate. It's not everything. Like, if I'm buying some board game off of Amazon or whatever, I mean, I'm not likely to make a mistake there. But I also have that weird... I don't like digitally entering the credit card because of all the theft and the
fraud.
That's
true. I still get nervous about that.
Yeah, and I know that why is it so okay for me to tell some, you know, 17-year-old at a store over the phone, but it's not okay for me to enter it in a secure website? Like, there's no logic to that that makes sense.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
But it feels... risky. It feels uncomfortable for me. 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Risky business. Let's see here.
I'm not running a brothel out of my home when my parents are out of town. It's not risky business in any way. I always wear pants, unlike Tom Cruise. Go on.
Okay.
Thank God.
Let's see here. Right now, no accidents to let you know about. Palafox is down to one lane due to construction between 9 Mile and Burgess, right where Olive meets Palafox. Traffic is backed up in both directions. Thank you for the tip on that one. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Text me 437-1620. The question of the day, do you like or dislike shopping online? And do you play Cyber Monday? You know, is that a thing for you or not? I'll come back to that in just a second. Speaking of things that you could do online buying a car, I don't get it. People buy their cars. I don't get it. But, you know, okay. Frontier Motors, great website. You can look and see what they've got. I'm a touch and feel kind of guy. I like to go drive it. But, you know, you do whatever you want to do. The point is they have a great selection of good quality used vehicles, about 300 on the lot at any given moment. And you can, you know, shop their inventory right online, see the history of it, you know, take a look at the Carfax, all that kind of stuff. That's all available for you. Very, very easy. They only sell good quality cars, A quality cars, like cars you can count on, cars that you can drive for several years or 100, you know, to 100,000 miles. They were warranting that far. And, you know, that's why Dave Ramsey recommends them. That's why I recommend them. We bought our Honda Odyssey there and had a great experience with that. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 437-1620 is the number if you want to text me your thoughts on Cyber Monday or buying things online. Would you buy a car online, John?
Basically, I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you buy a car online, Meg?
Absolutely not.
Not on your life. A house? Would you buy a house online?
No.
Why?
Because I want to see the surroundings and the people that I'm going to have to interact with.
Can't you just
go
on Google Earth or Street View and look around?
You could do that.
Now you're going to buy a house online, aren't you?
No.
Meg, buy a house online? Obviously not.
If I win the lottery and then I can buy several houses around the world, then I don't care. Yeah, I'd be great.
I agree.
People do this. I find it amazing. Christine Leavenworth has sold houses to people who've never even seen the house.
I think those are amazing people that have a lot of money.
Well, I think it's more just if you're in a situation, like a lot of times it's overseas, you know, military or whatever, so it's hard, but I don't get it. Not without, you know, I know Brent Lane did the same thing when he moved here for Cat Country so many years ago. They bought a house, you know, without ever having set foot in it. It's amazing. 437-1620. Somebody says, I'm on the McKay bus. It's a short bus.
A small one.
I can't stand to shop online. I like the touch and feel of products. Same. Somebody says, but do I have access to a Porsche? Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm, that was.
Hey, it's a risky business joke. I like that reference. All right. So we're house divided. How much will you spend a day, John?
Online?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't do it a day, but...
Well, it's Cyber Monday. Don't you do it today?
Yeah, maybe $100, $200.
Okay.
I mean, it just depends.
Are you, Meg, do you do anything on Cyber Monday?
Nope.
No, same. It's invisible to me.
Zero.
That's why I'm always fascinated by it, because for other people, like, you know, according to the news, it's a big deal.
Billions.
Yeah, right.
Billions of dollars are going to be spent today.
Apparently people like to watch curling and they like to do Cyber Monday. And okay, fine. You know, people allegedly like to watch, you know, the NBA. So, okay, you know, it's fine. Just, it's not my sport. 849 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Deck your halls with windows and doors from New South. We keep your home comfy and cozy and can save you hundreds a year on energy bills. Plus, every product we make and install is guaranteed for life. It's another reason to be jolly all year long. Now, through December 31st, you have one more reason to celebrate. Buy two New South windows and doors and get one free. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to get a quote.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
This is Hill Kelly Dodd wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duquette with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
I have news that for some of you will come as welcome news. Some of you will come as very unwelcome news. It depends on whether you believe in law and order or total anarchy. that's me biasing the conversation before we get started. The red light camera installation has begun. So 9th and Airport is the one that was farthest along. The poles are up and there's electrical work and the ground has kind of been dug up. Also at 9th and Brent, I saw poles in the ground with wires, and then at 9th and Fairfield also. So the first round of the test intersections where we're going to have this for a little while to see how it works are being installed basically as we speak. So I don't know how soon. I thought we were talking about early spring. You know, it's kind of they're waiting for all the equipment for the longest time. But so, yeah, the red light cameras are going to be going in. And at some point in the near future, you will be getting tickets in the mail if you run the red lights, just like in Gulf Breeze. And now, Milton, are they still up or have they been taken down
They've
entirely?
They've been taken down entirely.
Okay, because that was a couple years back, right, that they had them for a little while?
Yes.
And it wasn't long they had them,
no,
right?
No, it wasn't at all.
And then they got taken down and completely eradicated. Of course, Gulf Breeze has had them for forever. And this has been a project in the works since... Gosh, at least since Tommy Leiter was the chief of police. So this is like 5 or 6 years in the works, I think, to make this happen. But yeah, they are going up. It's going to be a test case at those intersections. Can you remember the other ones offhand? I cannot remember the other ones. Maybe that is all of them because it's like east, west, and then north, south, east, west, mm-hmm. and the other four. So it's supposed to be like, I thought it was 10 approaches altogether, but we'll talk to the mayor about that this week. 437-1620. If you talked about this just a minute ago, that, you know, Christina Leavenworth works with all kinds of people from all over the world, especially military. Very common for her to work with military folks buying and selling homes. And, you know, it's frustrating when you're changing station and trying to, you know, get it timed out just right. And for example, you know you're leaving on date X. Well, you know, you'd really like to not have to sell that house and move out of it until like date X. Well, that's stressful. So what can you do? Well, one thing is you can sell the home and then maybe rent it from the new owner and put that in your contract that you're going to stay there until you change the station. She does that with folks all the time. Or, you know, I remember her telling me one time she worked with a couple in Japan. Of course, time zone issues, time change, but she helped them buy a house without ever seeing it. Like, she met them for the first time that they got their key to their new house that they bought from Japan when they were here in Pensacola. So, you know, working with military folks all the time. Easy peasy. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158. What was the other thing that I was going to mention to you? Oh, actually, John's got traffic on the files. We'll get to that first. John?
That's right. We've got an accident, a vehicle crash with roadblock that happened on Highway 29 and West Airport Boulevard. The roadway is blocked there, and first responders are on the scene for that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. This is a kind of a family genealogy question. Meg, do you have redheads in your family?
Yes.
Okay. Close relatives or redheads?
I would say cousins.
Okay.
Cousins, close enough.
Okay.
Irish.
Yeah, sure. Okay. and both parents were redhead or not both parents were redhead, or do you know?
My father was French. My mother was a redhead. Okay. Auburn redhead.
Okay. John, you have redheads in your family?
No.
Okay. Has either of you ever studied genetics in any way at all?
Yes.
Okay. A little bit.
Okay. So what does it take to make a redheaded child?
Two recessive genes.
That's exactly right. It takes two. Both parents have to contribute red. So if both parents, like you can have a black hair with a recessive red and a blonde with a recessive red, and in one in four, the kids are going to have red hair.
Correct.
Could be blonde, could be brunette. Depends, because blonde beats red and brunette beats blonde. Okay, that's the basic pecking order of hair color. So blonde is more rare than brunette, and red is more rare than blonde. Okay, follow so far?
Yes.
Okay.
We're with you.
If both parents have red hair, it means that they have what?
Multiple recessive genes.
Two R's. That's right. Two redheads. If both parents have red hair, what can they only make?
Red hair.
That's exactly right. Only make
you
red
studied
hair.
A lot more than I have, because I'm like, I missed that class.
So we would have funny conversations.
One of my favorite classes, by the way.
We would have funny conversations because I have red hair, or it's reddish. Mine used to be a lot more red, and my wife has red hair, and we have three redheaded kids. And people would come up and say, "You're so lucky." And we're like, "No, it's genetics." You know, I mean, you try not to be a jerk because people don't know, and they're, you know, "Oh, they're red hair. Does it taste? Or does it taste? Does it feel different? No, it's hair anyway." But people are funny. Here's why I bring this up. We've been watching Seinfeld. We've been watching Seinfeld, and we are into like season 6 or 7 now, I think, something like that. We're just rewatching the whole series. And something occurred to me the other day that really bothered me. George Costanza has what color hair?
Oh, gosh, that was back in the 90s.
It's black.
Oh, okay.
It's black. It's dark.
Sorry,
dark.
I was just like,
I mean, it
I'm
could
not
be brown, but it looks black to me. Okay, I would say black. His parents have what color hair?
Blonde.
Nope. Bright red.
Really?
Both parents, bright red.
Hmm.
Meaning?
Dun, dun, dun.
George Costanza.
Uh-oh.
Was either adopted or illegitimate.
Oops.
Or she had a baby and then the dad came along later, maybe, possibly. But they were, that's not in the story. That's not how it works. They've been married for all these years and he's younger than that. So yeah, George Costanza is not the child of both of those parents. Estelle, and I can't remember the guy's name.
Except, now you're forgetting.
Do tell.
Women do have a tendency to dye their hair.
Yeah, but this is her hair.
You sure?
Yeah.
Sure
you can tell
that?
By eyebrows and everything.
Yeah, they do that too.
I know. But this is a gaping plot hole because they have made them two redheads with a brunette son. It cannot happen. This was always, we always used to joke, like if we get a brunette, it's a divorce, you know, because... Yeah, done.
Yeah.
All right, that's my observation for the day. Somebody says, why do you have so much time on your hand? I don't have so much time.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. I'm just, like, I don't remember.
Just pay attention to the important stuff. 437-1620. 437-1620. What was the other one? Oh, the Pensacola Library is closed. The downtown, the main branch library in Spring Street is closed for they had some kind of heating issues. This is a big deal, and here's why. Not only is it the big branch and lots of people use it and all that, and we don't know how long this is going to last, but it's like a day shelter. It's, I mean, homeless people go in there a lot, okay? A lot. It is a very heavily used location. Now, that causes its own problems, but, you know, generally it's not really such a problem. So the Spring Street location has closed beginning on last Saturday due to heating issues, and it'll be reopened at some point in the near future.